If India is, it happens to your mother, you want to know as an infant, how did she look? You like to see her photographs, sir. You throw a stone in a pond, how the circles form, sir. The circle keeps extending. India is an extended family. And after India, it becomes an Asia. It's never-ending thing, sir. After Asia, it's the world.
Hello and welcome. I am Anupam Kher. In the ever-evolving landscape of the 21st century, the focus now more than ever is on India. On this show, I will be talking to some of the most influential Indian achievers from all walks of life who will bring to you their unique view on India's culture, politics, history, and the influence and imprint this nation is leaving on the global stage. My guest this week is one of the most accomplished music composers and producers. He has worked in Hindi, Telugu and Tamil film industry, and he has now stormed the Western world as his hit Natu Natu from the blockbuster RRR has won the Golden Globe and an Oscar for the best original song.
RRR is the most expensive Indian film ever made at a budget of $49 million. The film's plot revolves around two Indian revolutionaries and their fight against colonial British rule. Keeravani beat US pop divas Taylor Swift and Rihanna to win the prestigious awards. Natu Natu was the second Indian number to win the Academy Award for Best Original Song after Jai Ho from Danny Boyle's Slumdog Millionaire in 2008. The global accolade gave pan-Indian recognition to the celebrated film composer.
Welcome to the show, Mr. M.M. Keeravani.
Namaste, sir.
It's so strange to talk to you formally. I've known you now for the last few months, and I've known you inside out. I think that I understand human nature. You're like a saint, and I'm saying it with my knowledge. You're very calm, and yet you produce music which is not so calm. For example, take the Oscar Best Original Song, Natu Natu. I would like to know, how did the idea of that song come up?
That song was intended to safeguard one's own dignity and respect, which is being attacked by some foreigners. What all happened in the song is proudly displaying one's own ethnicity with ethnic beats and choreography. It took a lot of time for me and
I believe there were 13 times Rajamouli ji was not happy. You were not happy or Rajamouli was not happy?
Rajamouli was not happy, sir. Even I was not happy at times. So, it took a lot of effort to create the song, sir.
So, what was not working?
The one which is released and got all the acclaim and accolades was the first version.
Oh. So, you had come up with the first version as the best version.
If one has the privilege of having options, then they ask for options. And Rajamouli is no different in that process. So, he wanted the best, but he had the luxury of having some...
13 more versions.
Not 13, sir, even more.
More than that?
More than 20 versions. And finally, he decided
went
for the first one. So, we voted also. There were many others involving in this process. Like the lyricist, the line producer, the director, producers, my programmers, my son who sang the song incidentally. More than 10 to 15 people were there.
Okay.
So, we had to resort to this democracy also sometime. the process, voting process.
Has it been tough for you to establish yourself even being so brilliant? A.R. Rahman said you're an underrated, you should get much more recognition, but you are an underrated. Did it need an Oscar or a Golden Globe or all the other accolades from West for people to sort of hear, or you felt it did not make any difference?
Sometimes it makes difference, sir. But I mean, it makes difference in the
perception.
In the perception only, not in the very content. I was the same. I am the same in terms of creation, attitude, mindset, everything. So, Oscar or Golden Globe or any other award is just, it's like focusing some light on an object, sir.
Hmm.
Focusing light on an object will not change the property of the or nature of the object. Object is always there.
Absolutely.
It was there all the time. Now you are able to see that.
Hmm.
That's the difference.
That's very well said.
Yes, sir.
Awards at one time did not make any meaning to you because, according to you, R.D. Burman was never given an award, and that made you upset.
He was never given a particular award, sir.
Yes, yes.
Let's
yes.
Be precise.
Yeah.
5-6 awards,
mm.
and different of belong to different years.
Mm.
Particular award was not given to R.D. Burman,
mm.
as it should be given, which was eye opener, a shocking truth I learned in the year 2000. So the moment I realized the fact, I all those awards were they're looking like just a metal.
Hmm.
I know some people approach me to offer an award, and they'll be asking, "Are you interested to come and receive?" And they will also mention who are the preceding recipients of the award.
Hmm.
Last year we gave to so and so. Before that we. Which will decide the standard of the award.
Hmm.
That's what I assume from their presentation.
Hmm.
If R.D. Burman was not given an award, the particular award, that decides the standard of the award.
Hmm.
So when I realized the standard of award to be very low or zero,
hmm.
why should I keep it in my house anymore?
Hmm.
That's what I thought, and I just disposed of them.
So the same organization which we are talking about.
It's not an act of arrogance.
No, it's not.
It's act of
disappointment.
A realization.
Realization. So the same organization, now that we are talking about this, gave me my last award from that organization in 1999. It's been 24 years and I have done my best work and I have not gotten a single award from
yes,
them.
Sir.
Best work.
Yes, sir.
Khosla Ka Ghonsla, Wednesday, Special Chabbis, Kashmir Files, etc., etc. So it took me a lot of time. And I like awards.
Who doesn't like them?
Exactly.
I like awards.
I don't pretend that I don't like awards. I love awards. It took me a lot of time to adjust with this thought that it's okay. They don't deserve me. That is the way to...
Very true, sir. Very true.
That's the way to look at it. But now you have a fourth civilian award, Padma Shri. That makes a lot of sense to you. That's a government's recognition.
Sir, anything to do with the government mm. is like, it's an honor, sir.
That's right.
Because it's a true recognition.
Mm.
I read lots of folklore stories
mm.
Where they say Rajashreya. Mm. Rajashreya means an artist or mm. a poet.
Mm.
He always seeks
mm.
Recognition or support from the king. The king. It's the greatest honor, sir.
Yes.
Because good or bad, we are ruled by a king.
Hmm.
Even in democracy, this hierarchy is there.
Yes.
So to get a civilian award, it's the highest recognition, sir.
Yes.
So you have to honor it, and it is good to honor the award.
You come from a humble background, and your father, I went and visited his house. So it's a family of amazing artists, poets, literature people. Does it surprise you? Or because it's, you can't have so many people
now,
and such amazing, yes, not not ordinary.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Now that you brought the topic of my father, very recently, Indian Penal Code is being modified, sir.
Yes.
In many ways.
Yes.
Lots of changes are happening.
Yes.
For example, attempting suicide is no more a crime.
Hmm.
That's what I read.
Right. Hmm.
So they are redefining many terms like who is considered as a child.
Hmm.
So there are a lot of things happening. So, but in every person's perception and view and mindset, every person will have his own penal code. So in my perception, the biggest crime one can commit is murder, sir. To kill a person is the biggest crime. Now, the second biggest crime will be, in my opinion, is being ungrateful.
Brilliant.
So, why I tell you this is, at the time of Oscar acceptance speech,
mm.
I was given 45 seconds to respond and express my gratitude and happiness for the bagging the award and all. So, which was not sufficient only.
Mm.
45 seconds is nothing. So I wanted to thank many people who helped me come this way in my journey as a music composer. And majorly, it will be my father, sir. He is the one who encouraged me to perceive music, to sing, compose, learn to play instruments. He was there all the time. He was a student of Bombay J.J. School of Arts. Hmm. So he's a sitarist, he's a poet,
painter,
and he writes poems and songs in 5-6 languages. He's a great artist, sir. But he is an unfulfilled soul.
How?
His wish is to make movies.
Oh.
But his life journey was very different from his ambitions. He did many things other than producing or directing movies. He had become his own enemy, having diverse aspirations.
Hmm.
So that's an altogether different story.
Hmm.
But whatever I am now is majorly because of my father.
Do you seek his approval?
We differ a lot, many times.
Hmm.
But that's okay, sir. I believe in this saying that I differ with you, but I respect your opinion.
Hmm.
That's the highest form of civilization. To differ
and to
respectfully
respect.
And
but it's tough.
Respect each other.
So if you have to imbibe one quality of your father, what will that quality be that you will say, I want to have that quality of my father?
Forgiving others.
Forgiving you also.
Anybody, sir. He gets offended fast and he forgets. And the next minute he forgets it and he speaks normally. He won't keep anything in mind. But I am not that person. I won't forget a thing. I store things in my mind for a longer time. Good things, bad things, which I don't like of myself. I wish I could be like my father. Just forget all negative things and
move on.
Be happily.
Yeah.
Live happily.
Sir, what is this story about your name, sir? There is M.M. Kareem, there's Kiravani, there is Maragathmani.
So my name was named after a rag, Kirvani.
Hmm.
Kirvani in Hindustani style and Carnatic style.
Hmm.
In the both classical styles, it is called the same name.
Hmm.
some ragas have different names in both gharanas.
So since we have an international audience on this show, so maybe you can explain to the audience what is different ragas means.
Kirvani is a minor scale, sir.
Hmm.
It's mostly used in the Middle East.
Okay.
It goes like this. Na 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 na. It sounds a little serious.
Okay.
This particular scale is extensively used in background score.
Hmm.
To extract emotion and seriousness,
right?
Tension, drama. When it is mixed with other foreign notes, it can give you, a lilting feel. Like it can be used for romance and the duets and happy songs also.
Okay.
It is a serious scale, this particular scale.
Hmm.
He likes the raga for some reason.
Hmm.
So he just named me after that raga, sir. My father's favorite raga. Kirvani is my name, but it has got a prefix called Maragathmani. Maragathmani is emerald.
Emerald.
Emerald. In Tamil, Maragathmani is it had more Tamil feel.
Hmm.
Mr. K. Balachandar, who gave me break for in Tamil industry, he wanted to keep Maragathmani and ignore the second, the main middle name.
Hmm.
That's how I got my another name, that which was part of my name only.
Okay.
I had this fancy name, Cream.
Cream.
Inspired after the Stephen King, the popular horror fiction writer.
Yes.
He had a pseudo name, sir, Richard Back.
Okay, right.
So after a point of time, you have an image and your name becomes saturated. Your inputs are fresh, still fresh, but people want to have always a new things.
Hmm.
People want to see different things. They often change the wallpaper of their mobile phones.
Hmm.
Some people change three times a day. They're not happy with how it looks. It's like old wine in new bottle thing. Cream, the new name is nothing but a new bottle. Sir.
Okay.
It always pays. Sometimes it pays.
You are a very good storyteller. Where did you learn the art of storytelling?
I like to read short stories, sir. The first ever short story I was very impressed was The Lion and the Dog. Leo Tolstoy, famous Russian writer.
Right.
A lion in a zoo. It was given as its for daily food. A dog was given it. But the dog, a small one, very small one, it wags its tail and tries to make friendship with the lion. And they become friends. After a few days, the dog dies. And this lion stopped eating food and just sitting by the side of the dead dog, not allowing anybody inside. They try to compensate with another dog and the lion kills the dog also. It wants the same old dog because it's missing its friend. It starves to death. That's the end of the story. It's a simple story.
Yes.
But this story, whenever I read, revisit this story, it rekindles the, some kind of
emotion
in me. Here, the lion and dog are can be replaced by anything at all. There are two souls. There are no bars between the lion and dog. It's very, very deep message is there in the story. Leo Tolstoy. Ever since I started reading lots of short stories, well, I don't have patience to read big novels and all. I like short stories. A story must end in four to five pages, maximum 15 pages.
Do you still write a diary?
I write a diary.
When did you start? Why did you start that?
I don't know why I started, sir. I started in 1970 when I was 17 years old. I don't know why I started. I don't know the purpose also, but it has become a habit, sir. Sometimes I may forget to have my tablets or brush my teeth or have my lunch, but I won't forget writing my diary.
Do you revisit the diaries?
Sometimes, sir. There is no time. Time is very precious, sir. I have many things to do, but I revisit, sir. Randomly, I revisit my diary. What happened is the same day, 20 years back, etc.
Do you get worried about the future of music, sir, because now there is artificial intelligence coming in?
Speaking of artificial intelligence, I will share my family experience with you, sir. Recently, we had a holiday where one of my family members, she was pregnant. She's living in Singapore, where revealing the gender is not a crime. So the doctor had detected the gender and gave it in a paper as per the parents' wish. There were a lot of family members. We were more than 30 or 32, 35 members were there to celebrate our holiday along with this good news. Who are all anticipating it to be a girl? They have to wear pink dress. And the other way, were anticipating a boy, blue. It's like a guesswork. I thought of writing a poem on pink and blue and dedicating it to the parents, the mother and father would be. So I just asked ChatGPT, can you write a poem on pink and blue? It has written a poem within seconds, sir.
Okay.
And I modified that poem, removing some lines and adding some lines beautifully. I did some craft work and I presented the poem to them. They felt very happy. Someone said, how quickly you did it? Did you write or was it computer cell? I said, the idea to write a poem in this occasion on pink and blue and dedicated to the parents was mine, which will be never done by any AI at all. Never. So, what to do is always human, sir. How to do is AI. It will be taken care by AI. So, as long as this what to do and how to do are two separate things, there is no need to worry about AI. There is no threat from any AI, sir.
As long as it's in human control. Decision.
Yes, sir. No matter how efficient is AI, but it can never compete with a human being, sir. Human being is the most powerful thing on earth, in the universe.
Absolutely. What does Bharat mean to you?
Whenever I think about Bharat, I carry one good feeling and I carry one bad feeling. Sir, let me talk about bad feeling first. The bad feeling is that in my journey of 62 years, I am 62, sir, right now. I went to see many countries for different purposes, mostly for spending my holidays. But I feel very bad when I travel internationally, because of the very fact that I have never explored or seen or just visited many places in my own country so far. Forget the country, sir. In my own state. Now I am living in Telangana state. I have never visited many places. And still I want to explore the world. That feeling is bitter. It's like if India happens to your mother. Okay, you want to know what your mother did as a child, as an adolescent, as an infant, how did she look? You like to see her photographs, no, sir. It's a similar feeling, sir. I want to know how India looks, how people behave, how people interact, how people receive you, how they welcome you, what do they eat? Everything about people in India, from Kashmir to Kanyakumari, the popular phrase. I wish to travel within India. I don't want to travel around the world. I want to travel within India if time permits and time and fitness permits. That's what I'm planning to do very soon. And the good thing about Bharat, when I ever think about Bharat, Bharat means I'm a self-centered person, sir, to start with. Because I think about my own welfare. After that, I draw circles. Next comes my family, and next comes my extended family, and then next my friends, and then my servants, their welfare. I believe in decentralizing power and reforms, whatever, productivity, everything. If it is decentralized, it works very well, like in dripping irrigation. When I take responsibility of the wellness or welfare of my family, my surroundings, my servants, my friends, my work associates, I feel very happy, sir, about it. Because that's the way you have to take care of your own clan or your own surroundings. Ignoring that, without being able to do that, you cannot think about reforms or charity or welfare, anything at all, remotely is there to you. It's not, still it is your country only, but within your area, the people you know, people you are grateful to, are people who helped you, people who are your well-wishers, you have to think about them.
That's right. That's your contribution.
And if God permits, if your energy and time and money, everything permits, then that keeps expanding, sir. That's how people become politicians. I'm not intending to become one. But still, it is the process. That's how one should grow in taking responsibility and helping the society you live in and grow and flourish. You throw a stone in a pond, you know, sir, how the circles form, sir. The circle keeps extending. So, India is an extended family. And after India, it becomes an Asia. It's never-ending thing, sir. After Asia, it's the world. Vasudhaika Kutumam, they say. Everywhere, it's circles only. But the circle must grow. That's why I want to travel in India. And just before I die, that's my major program, sir.
I'm on the committee of Amrit Mahotsav, 75 years of it. One day, we were having a meeting. A lot of actors, publishers, they were there. Mr. Modi said something very interesting. He said, we must travel to the borders of the country, because they are not the end of the country, they are the beginning of the country.
Yes.
You have traveled all over the world. What is special about India? What is it that makes India different? And we are now emerging on so many levels. We are emerging
We are emerging on so many levels, but still we cannot compete with on a few notes, a few things like scientific.
But we are also a young country.
Young country. So, but what I see in India, uniqueness in India, the strength of India is endurance, tolerance, and IQ, sir.
That's right.
IQ. An average Indian's IQ is much, much higher than I interacted with foreigners. It's very high, sir. They learn fast. They master any subject very, very fast. Their brain power is very high. So Indians' brain is very sharp, and they're capable of learning anything very fast and master the art. One, and endurance. They are ready to take any amount of pain without getting affected. And tolerance. Because of the tolerance, we live in a secular atmosphere. But we are, like you said, it's a
young country.
Developing young country. Above all, the oldest
civilization. Yes.
So rich in civilization and rich in history. It has seen many things, no sir. It witnessed many eras.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking.
Thank you, sir.
An honor talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Another Oscar very soon.
Thank you, sir.
Join us next week for another intimate conversation as we take another in-depth look at India and its growing impact on the world. I'm Anupam Kher, and see you next week. Let's talk Bharat.